Thank you, Diana. Really appreciate this opportunity. And hello, everyone. So glad you've chosen to join this conversation today. Really grateful for your presence. And this topic feels really important, and it feels really special to be able to gather and reflect and hear from movement leaders and really nourish our minds, our hearts, and our connections at this time. So thank you all so much for joining. And what a great theme to focus on, this question of how do we nurture our connected roots to sustain our collective power, and focusing today on LGBTQ plus justice movements. So as a queer person, as a person who's been a part of these movements for many decades now, I want to acknowledge that we are intersectional people as Two-Spirit, LGBTQ plus, IA plus folks, and our movements are intersectional. And we also have some unique perspectives. I think one of the things I really value about LGBTQ plus justice movements is the way that our lives help to dispel false binaries and really open up possibilities outside of those false binaries. So we have a lot of strengths to offer, and we also, as intersectional folks and movements, draw from many other justice movements. So those are some of the topics that I think we're going to be able to dive in together on today. And I'm not seeing you all, but I'm really grateful to recognize some names of folks who've joined today and also see some new names. And I'm trying to imagine us in a circle, sitting together, feeling each other's presence. Please know that your presence is valued. Please use the chat to share your reflections and questions, and we'll have time for dialogue. But as Adrienne Marie Brown says, there's a conversation in this room that only these people in this moment can have. And so our opportunity is to find that conversation together. So with that, I am very honored and delighted to introduce our two speakers who will help us dive into this question of our interconnected roots that and how those roots nourish our collective action for movement sustainability. So we have today we have A Center and Jasmine Hu from Lavender Phoenix. We're going to start with Galloway. So please, Galloway, go ahead and take it away. You all did an amazing job with time. We're actually a little bit ahead of schedule, I think. Folks who have been listening, please feel free to put any comments, reactions, questions in the chat to share about your own work and approaches to nourishing our connected roots for movement sustainability. And while folks are doing that, yeah, let's dive in. I'd love to get us started. Yeah, thank you both so much for that generous and passionate sharing about the work that you do and just such clear wisdom about how to go about it. And so one of the things that really struck me was I think Galloway, you talked about art and creativity and vision. And Jasmine, yeah, you also talked about, so many collective practices that help us move toward the systems and the ways of being that we need and deserve and want. Which to me is like creativity, right? Like we're not just opposing the harm, we're really creating these new ways, and there's a lot of creativity in that. So one of my teachers said this is a moment of potency for creativity, that times of severe destruction are actually times of opportunity for great creativity. So I wonder if that resonates for you. I mean, and I know it certainly makes me feel better, that while we're sort of facing this onslaught, okay, there's actually great opportunity here. So I'm curious about your reaction to that and any ways that might be showing up in your work or what it might inspire in you. And if you're open, Jasmine, there's a question. There are two questions from participants. So the one that you just asked, Galloway, I think one of the participant questions kind of ties really nicely. So collective healing budget cuts, right? So this participant says, I've been talking with a lot of BIPOC queer equity orgs who have been navigating staying true to their missions and being explicit about the work they do and values they hold, and at the same time recognizing that they may be risking their funding and ability to continue supporting the work by presenting the ways that they do. So, any thoughts, advice, explorations about what that balance is? So, just adding that piece to Galloway's question as well. Thank you so much. And just want to pull out this theme of relationships that I heard there, right? At this time when funders had a lot of power and the organization could have closed, you, because of those commitment to those relationships and to the community, there was so much power there that it led to adaptation and transformation and building collective power instead of folding in the face of the disinvestment. So, Galloway, I'm not sure if you want to share anything. Thank you so much. We have 3 minutes before we wrap up. And there are two questions, so maybe like a minute and a half for each of you, and you can take it wherever you want to go. One question is about cultivating joy, and drawing on our strength and resilience in response to fear. And cultivating celebration and joy. So that's one option. Another is directed to you, Galloway, specifically asking about an abolitionist response to mental health crisis and what that can look like. So a minute and a half for each of you for some closing comments. Thank you so much. You both are true movement leaders with so much experience and wisdom. We all have so much to learn from you and just want to extend so much gratitude for your generous sharing today. It's such a treat to get to learn from you, and I imagine the participants as well who are engaged in different types of work, just to hear about how you go about your work, what you're working on, the strategies, the values, the practices. It's really inspiring. So just incredibly deep gratitude. The word holistic is coming to mind. It's not, you know, it's and I think that is one of the things that sort of queerness, transness brings is this full spectrum of like it is the joy, it is the resistance, it is the grief, it is how we hold all of that and hold all of ourselves and each other in these intense times and keep the care, keep the healing, keep the transformation going on this journey. So thank you all so much. I'm going to hand it back to the Vital Village Network team to close us out.
Just want to invite everybody to take a moment of breath and gratitude to Jasmine Galloway and Lisa for such a powerful and timely conversation. I myself am sitting deeply with what you all shared, your wisdom of the realness of our moment, also, but also finding those moments of joy and imagination of what the future can look like. So thank you so much. And to our participants, thank you for joining. And before you leave today, we just had a few announcements about what's coming soon and some resources to share. After this session, you'll receive a link in the chat and in our follow-up email around a reflective action guide for your personal use that you can use to consider what you're hearing, reflect on it, and consider some of the actions you might want to take around building community power and really thinking about healing justice as a movement strategy work. And it's a tool available in Spanish and English. Thank you to Jasmine and Galloway for dropping in your contact. Maybe that's one action step of reaching out to them to learn more and connect further. We also hope to invite you all and join us for our next peer learning cluster workshop next week on June 17th, exploring mutual aid in action. And you can register using the QR code here or the follow-up link that will be shared as well for this workshop. We are thrilled to share that registration is now open for Vital Village Network's 12th annual National Community Leadership Summit coming up this October 22nd, 23rd, 24th in Boston. You can check out our website, vitalvillagesummit.org, to register. You can submit an abstract to our lightning talk program and learn more about this upcoming gathering and hope you can join us. We encourage you to tune in to our podcasts In the Arena with Now. Listen to our first two seasons as well as our current third season. You can find it on the forum as well as anywhere else that you get your podcasts. You can also learn more about Vital Village and our work with coalitions to build community power through connection. And this tool, the Now Playbook, is a resource guide to transforming community capacity to advance equity. So encourage you to check that out as well. One final resource, a dignity-centered guide to reflecting on cooperative funding structures. Appreciate what folks have shared around sort of the landscape of relationships and funding. A guide developed by leaders to consider funding partnerships grounded in equity and power sharing, also available on the forum. That just sharing again another deep words of gratitude for your time. We look forward to staying connected through the forum, social media. We hope to see you at our next webinar in November. And until then, just hoping everybody stays safe. Wishing you all a lovely and grounded day. And please take care of yourselves, your families, your communities, and one another. Thank you so much for joining.